all who shall see these presents, greetings. I'm Adam Best. This is Veterans in the Wild. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to season two. We appreciate you joining us. We hope you enjoyed season one, and we appreciate your continued support. It means the world to us when you share the show with family and friends. That's how we grow, and we truly enjoy the ride we've had so far. I really had an absolute blast doing season one. We did a ton of great interviews. We had guests from all five branches of the service, a handful of great people that I got the opportunity to serve with, and guests that were all superstars with their own amazing careers. For season two, though, we're going to be shifting gears a little bit. Season one was a lot of in-depth personal interviews. We got to understand a person's entire career, how they transitioned out of the military, and then the life they built afterwards. I hadn't really known that I was doing it, but in season one, I kind of laid the foundation for season two. Our focus now is going to be specifically just on the topic of leadership. So we're going to focus on specific situations, incidents, or maybe memories we have from our time in uniform. We'll discuss different challenges where we could have done leadership better, or maybe opportunities we had to excel and use some of the tools and skills we put in our basket along the way. If you want to go back and check out season one, there were three specific episodes that had great leadership lessons. They were episodes 4, 7, and 17. So season two, though, will be a little bit different. They're going to be shorter episodes because they're not interviews, so we don't have to go as much in depth. We're going to focus on one specific leadership topic. Hopefully that offers you a quicker soundbite. You can grab it maybe when you have 10 or 15 minutes, whether that's a lunch break, you're driving somewhere quickly, or the big point is you won't need 45 or 60 minutes because it's not going to be an entire interview as it was in season one. So since we already have the format and the expectations of airing episodes on Tuesday morning, we're going to continue with that. Our episodes air like 0400, so normally by the time you're out doing anything for the day, they should be available to you on Tuesdays. To get season two started, I reflected on my time in the Navy, and I probably have a dozen or so instances where I wish I'd handled some things a little differently. Not even saying that they were all negative outcomes, but things that now I can look back, you know, having hindsight's perfect 20/20 vision, I've sort of replayed those experiences in my head and may have turned left where I'd turned right. And of course, you always question the thing you've done in your past, but just different ways that I guess gave me things to think about. So we might as well unpack those a little further. As I'm sure so many service members experience, I also saw just amazing examples of leadership, you know, from the very top to the very bottom of the entire chain of command serving alongside me. I'm sure that a lot of those memories will make their way into the podcast as well. And then the third part was, it was actually a great quote that reminded me and really opened me up to this is that, I'm sure I'm going to butcher the quote, but it's, you know, the second best way is to learn is through making mistakes and having bad experiences. The very best way is to learn through other people's mistakes and their bad experiences. So to that end, we'll have some guests on. They'll talk about their own trip down leadership road. And I really think this is a great way to dive further into our topic of leadership. Anyone who's ever really been a leader will tell you that you really can't ever know enough about leadership. You can't practice it enough, and it'll probably always be a situation that comes up that's going to challenge you, or it's going to be different in some way where there's going to be the X factor that you haven't seen before. Your skills of leadership really never get 100% honed. So it's always something to be discussing, considering, and reviewing. So that's kind of a quick preview of what's to come. I'd certainly love to tell you more, but I'm kind of learning and planning as we go along. But I'm really excited to get back to this. We did have a little hiatus in season one, but we are resuming as promised on November 30th. Yeah, so I'm really excited to focus on leadership. I think because it touches so many different areas of our lives, the conversation can impact so many different areas, and it's applicable to so many different things. I really hope you're as enthusiastic as I am about season two. Of course, we'd love your inputs on topics or conversations that you'd love to hear about. We always ask that if you gain any values of our show, and especially if you know a veteran or veteran supporters who engage with us, we'd truly be appreciative if you share the podcast with them. We're always looking to connect with our tribe, whether that's on Instagram, our Facebook community. Our email newsletter comes out every week. We have a blog as well on Fridays and anywhere else. A great jumping off point is our website, veteransinthewild.com. You'll find most of our links there. So ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your support, and we will be back every Tuesday with an episode for you. We really truly appreciate you joining us for episode 2. And until then, remember, freedom is not free.